Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Archangels, ghosts, and Bigfoot, oh my. It's just another night for Supernatural Girls. Real stories, real answers to life's biggest supernatural mysteries. And now for another exciting interview with paranormal experts from this world and others. Here are your Supernatural hosts, Patricia Baker and Becky Andreasen. Supernatural Girls.
Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of Supernatural Girls. I am your host, Patricia Baker, and I am here with my co-host, Patricia Kirkman, world-famous numerologist. Hi, Patricia. How are you this evening?
Well, Patricia, I would like to say I'm doing fine, but I am melting away at our 103 weather today.
Wow-wee, 103. Oh, I am glad I'm not there.
Oh, I wish I wasn't here. Now I know what hell feels like. I'm going to really be good.
Oh, you better be, unless you want those temperatures for eternity.
Oh,
my
right.
Goodness, 103, and it's just the beginning of June.
That's right, but they said it's going to cool off this weekend. I'm just so excited. I can't wait.
I bet. Oh, my goodness me. Wow, that's too high already in the beginning of June.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, you know what? We have, as you know, a terrific guest coming up in a few moments. And his name is Christopher Vasey, and he is a naturopath. He's written the most incredible book. I know you and I have been discussing it all day, The Spiritual Mysteries of Blood, Its Power to Transform Body, Mind, and Spirit. I was fascinated. I know you were too.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You just can't believe that he has put together this information for us.
He has,
absolutely.
And not only
fabulous.
That, but he's kind enough to be up at 1:30 in the morning there. He's in Switzerland. My goodness, and we're so grateful. We've got so much
for sure.
To talk about with Chris, and our audience is very excited that we've invited him on the show. But we've got a few things to discuss first, so let's talk about the paranormal news. Now,
yeah,
I got this as an email from a friend of mine who is in the upper echelons of police and security, and he sent this to me, and it says, Catholics admit sharp rise in demonic activity. So according to this recent article, Pope Francis is quoted as saying the devil is present, and I guess they're saying all these exorcists that can now go out and do these exorcisms, they have almost 200 delegates doing these exorcisms. And these people are talking about evil forces that are spreading like wildfire. How
that
about
they are.
It? Yes,
that they are. I think it's fascinating that finally they're coming to the foreground and saying, hey, this is a reality. It isn't just pretend.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. So I guess that Pope Francis is speaking out and people are following suit and saying, yes, all this stuff is happening. And as you know, we've had conversations with psychologists and psychiatrists. They won't yet come on the show, but they've said that, yes, they believe also that these things are real, and they see it in mental institutions. Now, also, our guest tonight, Dr. Vasey, is going to be talking about this too, because he says there's a relationship there between these entities and the blood. Oh, my God, I can't wait to hear all about it. This is incredible information. So I had to bring this out today, especially after getting this email that the evil forces are out, and they're doing more exorcisms than ever before. So there's some reason we're talking about this, Patricia. Must be important.
Not a doubt, dear. Not a doubt.
So tell us, we got numbers going on here. Number four tomorrow.
We do.
What's coming up for us?
Well, firstly, we are now in a universal 5 month, which is all about major changes, good to bad, bad to good. Everybody's going to be trying to do things in a hurry. The faster they can make it happen, the better they think it's going to be. But what they're going to be doing is setting themselves up for gambling, drugs, sex, alcohol, all that good side. And then you're going to have the others on the other side say, look what you evil people have done. So this falls in the line with what you were just talking about.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the ugly is sticking its little head up there.
Gosh.
But the good part, if one works with it positively, there's a lot that can be gained because you're opening doors to be able to take a look at things and make things happen in a more positive way. There's so many things that are available to us this month, but you have to take a risk, but it doesn't mean that you're foolhardy and do go to the negative side of everything. It's like the Kenny Rogers song, the gambler, you know, no one to hold him and no one to fold him.
Yeah,
we have
yeah.
to learn how to hold on to the good part, not just play with the devil's side.
So it sounds like tomorrow is kind of a cagey day. You really have to make your choices consciously.
Well, of course, it's a 9-day. It's ending old things, making way for new things to take place. And it actually is a review of what we've gone through just the first couple of days of this month. So we're going to get a chance
to get tougher and tougher.
No free lunch, darling. You got to work really hard to make it happen.
You're right. You're right. Oh, my goodness. Well, I want to encourage everybody to go to the website, supernaturalgirlswithaz.com. Make sure you sign up on our newsletter. And it is important to be in the know here, and that's the one way to do it. We are on Twitter, so please follow us there and on Facebook. And you can find Patricia Kirkman at patriciakirkman.com. And Patricia is available for a private reading for your numbers. If you would like to know what's coming up in your life, then Patricia Kirkman is the one to call. And also, next week will be our last show on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to round out our community service here on Blog Talk.
Uh-huh.
We've given
that
up ourselves. We have given of ourselves, Patricia, for so long on Blog Talk. And now we're moving to Inception Radio Network. Thanks to our supernatural sister, Renee Barnett, who is the host of Night Vision Radio. So this is going to be a seamless thing for all our listeners. You're just going to click on the same. You're going to click on the link because we're going to have a new link up. But you just click on it. It'll bring you right to the show. And it's really going to be great. We're going to have better sound quality. And we are going to have, again, great, great guests. And you know who's going to be on Renee's show tomorrow night? I got to tell everybody to tune in to Night Vision Radio because it's your friend and mine, George Lugo, is going to
That's
be
right.
on Night Vision Radio. And George is the best medium we have ever met. He is right on the money, very detailed in all of his readings. He's read for royalty down to the homeless or up to the homeless, however you want to see it. And he's just a great, great guest. And so he's going to be on her show tomorrow night. And I believe it's 10:30 p.m. Eastern. So go to InceptionRadioNetwork.com, and you'll be able to find the link to Renee's show. So we're going to be joining Renee on Inception Radio. Again, it'll be an easy transfer for all you guys out there. A lot of work for us, but well worth it. So just keep tuning in, same time, same, well, not different station, but it's going to be great.
It will be. I'm excited about it.
Oh, me too. Well, and especially just even for the better sound quality. I think our listeners deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
They've put up with some challenging audio issues for a long time, and now I hope all of that will be taken care of. So let's bring Chris on to the show. I am so excited. I know you are, too. We've got a lot of questions
Definitely.
For Chris.
Oh, you better believe it.
gosh, we have a lot to talk about here. Now, the name of Chris's book, again, is the we named it differently, The Supernatural Mysteries, but the real name is The Spiritual Mysteries of Blood. its power to transform body, mind, and spirit. Now, Chris is a naturopathic doctor, and he specializes in detoxification and, one of my favorites, rejuvenation, which we need that, don't we, Patricia?
Oh, you got that one oh so right.
He is the author of many books, including The Acid Alkaline Diet for Optimum Health and Natural Remedies for Inflammation. I'm generally inflamed, so I need to read that book, too. And he lives near Montreux, Switzerland. That's where he's calling us from tonight. And Christopher, welcome to Supernatural Girls.
Well, hello, Patricia. I'm phoning from Switzerland. And I can say it's not so warm because it's the middle of the night.
What's the temperature like in Switzerland, Christopher?
Well, it's a Celsius measurement. So it's around, today it was about 28 Celsius.
Oh.
I don't know how to convert that in your system. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Cool.
It's not. It sounds very temperate in Switzerland.
No, it was becoming a bit warm. Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show. And again, we're thrilled to have you here because this is one of the most interesting books Patricia and I have ever read. This is
very good.
Fascinating topic.
And
you know, it's I watch all the paranormal shows, all the good ones. But everybody in these paranormal shows, you know how they take a knife and they cut their hand and let the blood drip, they do a spell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, always blood has this great power and this great mystery. You can open the hell mouth, close the hell mouth. I mean, it's in paranormal literature and certainly in film, it has a very, very high place. But again, you've touched on some really amazing issues about the secret of the blood. So tell us, how did you get interested in this as a topic?
Well, in fact, what I say about the blood, the true role of the blood in my book, is not something that I discovered myself, but that I read in a spiritual book. It's a book which talks about what is a human being, that it is a spirit incarnated in a physical body. Where does the spirit come from? Where will it go after death? And similar questions. And in this book, it also talks about how the spirit in the sense of soul, is linked to the body thanks to the blood. And when I read about it, I had many questions, because in my practice, I saw different cases of people feeling unwell, psychically, I mean. And I had a lot of questions. And suddenly, with this piece of the puzzle, I could solve or answer all these questions. And this book, the spiritual book, sorry, I haven't said the title yet. It's the book called In the Light of Truth, The Great Message, and it's by Abtrushin, who's a German author who took the pen name of Abtrushin to write his book. So it's a tremendous book, really good book, gives a lot of information for those people who are interested to know more about what they are, where are they in creation, what's the relation between them and God, and it answers many questions, and in between others, among others, about the role of the blood. So my role was to, when I discovered that, and I studied it more, and then in my book, I gave many examples to illustrate this knowledge.
Well, it's an incredible book that you mention, and also it should be noted that the man who wrote this was imprisoned a couple of different times. This was during the war, and he wrote this book while he was imprisoned, and then he was forced to stop writing it. Is that correct?
No, he started to elaborate the whole book when he was imprisoned during the Second World War, and then he started to write it. The First World War. He started to write it in the 1923s, until 1941. And he was in prison during the First War, and afterwards, because he was, when the Second World War came up, he was also put in prison by the Germans, because, well, they didn't like what he said, because his message was that man has a free will, he's responsible for everything he says, thinks, and does, and that he explains the laws of creation, how to act in creation to be a good man, a good man, and this possibility of deciding freely to go forward in a creative way was not well accepted by the Nazis, and that's why they wanted to stop him, and that's why he found himself in prison again.
God bless him. I mean, he really worked hard to bring this message to all of us.
Yes.
And God bless you, because you're bringing the message back again to all of us that may not have been around to hear it the first time or have known about it. And I was so intrigued in your book when you began telling this story about how this man made this issue aware, you, and you really understood it on a deep level. And also as a naturopathic doctor, I mean, you have a wide understanding of the human body, how it works, how it fails. So, I know that I couldn't stop reading this once I started it, and I can't say enough to the audience, you all need to read this, because you really address a lot of different issues, from food and what we eat and drink all the way to how the paranormal is connected to blood. So let's start with this then, let's start with the eating stuff. This is a big issue, and especially in this country where we tend to be overweight, we tend to be overindulgent and make poor lifestyle choices.
Well, we're very sweet.
About
we eat
that.
A lot of sugar.
Yeah, sugar and things that we shouldn't be eating. How does that affect the blood?
Well, our body has been created by nature and formed by nature, and nature gives us foods which the body needs, the physical body needs, and the vegetable, fruits, and so forth. And those are the fruits we should eat, and not the others which have been processed and produced industrially. We shouldn't eat the food that nature gives us. That's the first point, and not processed, foods which have a lack of vitamin minerals because we have taken them out to have white flour instead of whole flour, or foods which are full of additives for preservation and so forth. It should be more natural, whole foods. And then the quantity, that's what's the quality side of it, the quantity. We should eat enough for our body to be able to function and not more. But as you said, nowadays, many people eat just because they indulge, it's good, they feel or it stimulates them. So they eat more than they need and then they become ill. And in natural medicine, that's a basic notion that if someone gets ill, it's because he has been too many toxins, waste products in the body. And these toxins come from mainly from what he eats. So that's why the food issue is so important. Eating too much doesn't not only make people overweight, which is one problem, but it also makes them have a body which is full of toxins. And that's the basic nature of illnesses, the basic cause of illnesses, because then those toxins will make the blood more thick and will deposit and congest the liver, the kidneys, and inflame the joints and so forth. So the food problem is an important problem. But what I explain in my book is that we don't only eat to nourish our body, we also eat to give the body something which will enable it to produce a blood composition which is good, which in its turn will enable the spirit to be correctly linked to the physical body. The link depends a lot on the composition of the blood, and this composition is dependent a lot about in relation to what we eat.
So eating a much more pure diet than what is generally accepted, more fresh juices, more fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, that actually has an effect on our spiritual connection.
Yes, exactly. The blood has a better composition. The link to the spirits is better and or correct. And then the body is well incarnated in the physical body. It can feel everything which is happening around and has enough power to react to it. Well, each of us react differently according to our character and the wish we have to react in a way or another. But this bridge is really important. And the problem is that some people have a bad link. The bridge is not strong enough, and therefore their spirit tries to act here on the earthly level, but is hindered because of the bad link. And that will make people, for example, have a loss of drive or unexplained sadness or irritability, anxiety, depression, fears, lack of self-control, depends how, not all of them at the same time, of course, but depending on the composition of the bloods, they will be more anxious or more irritable and so forth. And they fight with to try to have their 2 feet well on the ground, but they can't because the blood composition is not correct. I think this expression, to have our feet well on the ground, is something important. We are spirits from the spiritual plane, which is at the top of creation, and we incarnate here on earth in a physical body. We have to be well incarnated to face the situations around us and learn from them. But if we float above our body, it's a picture I'm giving, then we cannot be vigilant and effective in our way of living here on earth.
Fascinating.
You spoke of having the foods of the area of which we live. Is that always better for the individual than, say, foods from another state or another area that are brought in?
Yes, because as I was saying, our physical body has been produced by nature with the in a certain region, and nature gives the foods this body needs in that region. It would not be very logical that the food you need in America should be here in Europe. Of course, it's somewhere where you lived. And the foods, the offer of food is different in each region, and it corresponds to the needs of the people in that region. I mean, a lot of juicy fruits where it's very warm, and where it's colder, well, the fruits are not so juicy, just to give a simple example. Mm-hmm. So because the need of water is less. But it is with all the foods, there's a certain food offer, and the composition of the foods is also different. The apples in California have not the same composition as those on the east side or here in Europe, even if it's all the same species of apple. The composition varies and is planned to correspond to the need of the people or the animals living in that region. And that's we should respect in natural medicine. It's something we try to put forward, that we should respect that, because then the body can function much better. And the proof of that is that if someone from America, for example, leave the country and comes and lives in India, for example, or let's say Europe, it's more or less the same climate, he will not feel as well because the food is different. People who, the expatriates, people who are living abroad, have a bit more difficulties because the food is different and doesn't correspond to what their body really needs. So what they have to do is to make a compromise. They should keep some of the foods of their country of origin to give the body what it needs, the blood what it needs, but also, of course, eat a bit of the foods of the region where they live now, because it corresponds to the needs of their need in that region.
Say the meat products that we have, the animals, of course, are different, and they graze on different oats, etc. That does change the structure of the meat. Say if we eat lamb in America and then eat lamb when you're living in Greece, it has a total different complexion to the body in the blood.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not totally, but it's different. Mm-hmm. So there might be a few less of a mineral or another or proteins in a different kind, and that will change the blood composition of the person.
Well, after a period of time living in an area, do we acquire a better ability to take our blood to become better for the area in which we live instead of just where we were birthed?
Yes, we get used to it, and it can adapt itself up to a certain point, but the physical body is still in need of what it's the food of its country of or region of origin. So that's why I'm saying someone who's moving away should try and keep foods, oils or cereals or maybe some fruits he can buy in certain shops, which come from his own country, to work on both sides. Give the body what it's planned to receive, but also give the body food from the region where it is in order to be adapted to that region.
Mm-hmm. So interesting,
isn't it?
So fascinating.
I know you lived abroad before, Patricia. Did you notice anything with your health when you moved to Greece?
Actually, I ate more vegetables and fruits when I lived in Greece than I ever did back in the States.
Really?
But they look so much better. You were drawn towards it, I think.
Well, now, here's another question for you, Chris, because we're on the subject of food, so I'm going to stay there for another minute or so. What about meat? Because meat can be very controversial for people. Is that a bad thing to eat? I mean, does that pollute the blood, or is that something that some of us need because we're living in climates that kind of require us to eat some meat if we want to stay warm?
Yes, in certain climates, it is necessary to eat meat. If you think about the Eskimos, well, they don't have many plants to eat up there, but under the snow. But of course, they eat meat, and it's quite full of fat. And all between the meat and the fat, it gives them all the energy to fight against the cold which surrounds them. That's important. So for them. But meat, in natural meat medicine, or many people know about that meat gives a lot of toxins, and toxins make people ill. So the conclusion of many people is that one should not eat meat. There's quite a like the vegan attitude approach, no meat or very little meat. But and I thought the same way at the beginning when I started natural medicine. I thought, well, yes, it gives too much toxins. It's better not to eat too much or even to suppress it totally. But then when I read about and studied about the role of the blood as a link between the spirit and the body, I realized that there was another aspect to it, that if someone has eaten meat all his life and his parents before him, his body is used to use meat in order to make a certain blood composition. And if he stops totally eating meat or restricts very much the intake of meat, then his body will be lacking something it has used up to now to produce a good blood radiation. Therefore, there will be a weakening of the link between the spirit and the physical body. And this is something which can be easily observed and observed all over the place, because many people are switched from a diet where there is meat to a diet where there isn't any meat anymore. And at the beginning, they feel much better. I mean, for a few months, some people a year or two. But usually after a while, they get a bit, they don't have such a drive as they had before. They don't feel so energetic, so enterprising. They're a bit melancholic, and they also, well, from outside, an external view would say they don't have their feet on the ground anymore, or they're a bit always in the mood. I'm exaggerating just to give the picture.
Sure.
And
yeah,
this is due to the fact that the blood's composition is not good enough to establish the link with the spirit. So the spirit is not well incarnated in the body. It floats a bit. And I don't know if you've met people like that who've switched or have been for a very long time vegetarian, for example. It can be observed. So to answer your question, meat, one shouldn't eat too much meat because it gives a lot of toxins, but we should choose and try to define how much meat we should eat in order also to be well incarnated in our physical body. If someone is always a bit stressed, anxious, can't face life when there's too many people, too much stress, or floats a bit, I will strongly recommend that they eat much more meat, even every day. And red meat helps the spirit to incarnate better in the body than white meat. But if someone is well incarnated in his body or is interested in very physical things like eating, drinking, and so forth, I would suggest they would eat less meat, much less meat, in order to so that the spirit is not so tightly incarnated in body and starts to be more open on other things than only terrestrial things.
That's just what so you said a few minutes ago. Excuse me.
Go ahead. You have another question.
Said a few minutes ago you were talking about the parent, our parentage. If our parents, say, migrated here from somewhere else, and their food products were heavy into certain, whether it's rices or meats, et cetera, are we more prone towards that, even though we're born in a different location?
Sorry, I didn't get the question. If the parents come from another region...
Right. And they were raised on, say, more meats, less veggies, and things of that nature. And, of course, being a portion of who they are when we're born, and we're born into another area, does what and how they were raised affect us overall, or will the area of which we're born have more of an effect?
No,
on
it's where you are born, which is the most, has the strongest influence.
Okay. I was curious about that. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's more where you're born. You know, and it's interesting, too, because I've heard before from Native American elders that our health food is really what our ancestors ate 7 generations ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So
we haven't invented anything. We're just discovering those things. Yeah, because they were closer to nature. They didn't have that technical society and knowledge we had. They were close to nature, more in following the laws of nature, and living in a more correct way than we are.
Yes, and you know, it's interesting because I even watched this with my husband, who decided to, he's German, and he decided to go on this low-fat diet, and you know, I just watched things go bad, you know, when he changed his diet, because I said, you know, you need to eat like a German. You need the bratwurst and the knackwurst and all of that stuff. You know, you really need more of the fatty foods to feel well. So he hates that stuff. But it's funny because, it's funny and not so funny, because I can see where a lot of people get into trouble with this, thinking that their health food is something other than what their genetics or their heritage is telling them. And I can see how things can go bad fast with that. So it's wonderful that your book is illuminating this for everybody. It's important for our health. It really is.
That's why I found the book so fascinating, because it gave us so many different areas to look into.
Well, you're right.
Healthful.
There's so many dimensions to this, and that's what we were talking about earlier, Patricia. And Chris, you brought up a number of things that really piqued our interest when you started talking about the paranormal and the blood. Can you talk to us again? Talk to our audience about this, because there's a big connection that you see between psychic abilities in the blood and also possession in the blood and hauntings in the blood. So we got a lot to talk about here, but before we get into all of these topics that we really love, we're going to take a quick break. So everybody stay tuned. If you have a question for Chris, then you can give us a call at 646-478-0828, or you can write it in the chat room. We will ask it on your behalf. And again, the number to call is 646-478-0828. I see there's a number of questions in the chat room now, Chris, and we'll get to all of those. So everybody, stay tuned. We will be right back.
Bonjour, this is Véronique Raskin, founder of the Organic One Company. As one of the pioneers of the Organic One movement, since 1980, I have brought you the very best and most authentic organic wines directly to your table. I work with small family estates who grow certified organic grapes and produce exceptional wines. You can purchase our wines individually from our website at theorganicwinecompany.com or join one of our wine clubs. Our organic wines are perfect for you and for your family as gifts for friends and relatives, and they are simply spectacular for the holidays. Visit us at theorganicwinecompany.com to enjoy the very best organic wines conveniently delivered to your door. I am Véronique Raskin, passionate about my mission. I offer to you vegan, organic, and biodynamic wines, wines made by people of the heart, wines with a heart. Au revoir. Call us at 1-888-ECO-WINE.
Your property tax bill. Have you seen it lately? It's frightening. Your property taxes are going up while your home value is going down. It's time to fight back and win. For the real truth about the property tax system, get attorney Pat Quintilian's book, Are You Getting Screwed on Your Property Taxes? How to Find Out and How to Fix It. Attorney Quintilian answers all your questions and gives you the facts you need to fight a property tax bill that is spiraling out of control. You'll also read about what happens to property owners who don't check their property records, only to find out too late they're taxed on square footage, fixtures, and even buildings that they don't own. Is this happening to you? Learn your rights. Buy attorney Pat Quintilian's book today. Are You Getting Screwed on Your Property Taxes? How to Find Out and How to Fix It. Available on Amazon.com.
Are you searching but not sure what for? Does happiness seem like it's always around the corner, or perhaps fleeting? Life can seem like you're winning on the outside, but on the inside, you might be running on empty. Well, it's high time to rendezvous with your soul. Imagine being able to let go of emotional baggage effortlessly and have less mind chatter, freeing you up to be present to your beautiful, magnificent self. Wouldn't that be nice? More silence and the ability to hear your own true voice within. To be where life is, and joy and love is your natural state. This is all possible with Cosmic Fusion's 5D++ Awakening and Transformation Workshop, which will bring the quantum vortex, scalar wave, photon pulse in your life. The all-knowing, all-powerful, and ever-present mother of all frequencies and vibrations. This energy signature, direct from Source, is then available 24/7 to upgrade your potential to infinity and support you through exciting and profound shifts. This is something that cannot be explained. It simply must be experienced. But don't take our word for it. Visit our website for some life-transforming video and written testimonials, shared right from the heart. So don't wait and visit CosmicFusion.com.
That's KOSMICFUSION.com. www.cosmicfusion.com to find out more. Your soul is awaiting your transformation.
Welcome back, everyone. We are so blessed to have a wonderful guest on the show this evening, Dr. Christopher Vasey, who is the author of a fascinating book, The Spiritual Mysteries of Blood, Its Power to Transform Body, Mind, and Spirit. So before we get into the paranormal aspects of all of this, Chris, I did have a question for you from the chat room. Somebody would like to know, if you see arthritis, problems with the joints as connected to a lack of minerals or too many minerals in the blood?
Can become very painful because there are too many toxins which are aggressive, attack the joint, and that will cause pain. But those toxins can be acids, and therefore the acids attack the joint. But what they really do is they take away minerals from the joint, so the joint becomes more weakened and becomes more sensitive to and painful. So it's on one side it's because there are too many substances, toxins. On the other side, it can be that there are too few substances, minerals. Both problems can come together also. I mean, someone who eats a lot of meat or sugar will have a lot of toxins, which will cram the joint, make it difficult to move, and so forth. That's one aspect of this kind of problem. But there's also the other aspect, demineralization of decalcification of the joint of the bones, of course, and which brings a weakening and the pain and so forth.
It's kind of like a double whammy, and you sound like you're so knowledgeable, Chris, in all of these areas. Now, do you work with people around the world? I mean, can they contact you to work with you as a naturopathic doctor?
You mean to have a consultation?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I do it. Yeah. Most of my time, I'm working on books. I'm writing books, but I do take care of people with problems by giving a consultation.
And how can people get a hold of you? Because I know you have a website, and I want to make sure everybody knows how to find you on the internet, and then
yes,
they can, I'm sure, contact you through that. So, what is your website?
So my website is Christopher Vasey, so Christopher with a P-H-E-R at the end. Vasey is V-A-S-E-Y, and in one word, Christopher Vasey, and then dot C-H. C-H is for Switzerland.
Oh.
Christopher Vasey dot C-H. And on my website, I present all my books. There are the articles about the different subjects, a few videos, and so there's also, to answer your question, contact, and people can write me an email and I will answer them.
Oh, wonderful.
It is wonderful because I can tell that you really have such a wide body of knowledge. And, you know, it takes a good detective sometimes that understands the whole picture to bring people back to health. And I think you're the man to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good way of putting it, a detective. Sometimes I feel like a detective. I ask questions to the people and then other questions. I'm like a policeman. But I'm trying to find out what's the problem, really, what is the problem, you know?
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And today, in today's world, when you talk about toxins, there are so many toxins that we're being exposed to on many different levels. You mentioned in the book also, actually you write about it at length, heavy metal poisoning. That's another thing that affects the blood.
Yes. What kind of poisoning?
Heavy metal.
Metal poisoning. Yeah, sure. And now with the pollution, chemical pollution we have, it is really a problem, yeah. And one way of avoiding it is to eat food without those the pollution, that's so organic foods, and also to be careful with the water you drink. The tap water can be very good or very bad, depends where you are. And if you live in the center of a town where it's very polluted and you want to live a bit longer, then it's better to move out.
Yeah. Exactly. I have a friend who's a doctor in California, and she has tests that she gives people for heavy metal poisoning, and the hundreds and hundreds of people she's tested, she said she only found 4 people that didn't have a toxic load. Everybody else did, heavy metals.
Yeah. And that can bring to physical problems, ailments. But now that we're talking about the blood composition, it can also bring problems on the psychic level. Some people can be very perturbed, can be very put off what they really are because of a bad blood composition. And there are studies, I mentioned them in my book, people who are criminals or even delinquents, only delinquents, shall we say, who are delinquents, and their blood was tested, and they found out that it was lacking many things, vitamin, minerals, and it had heavy metals in it in a too higher rate. And by getting rid of all those heavy metals in the blood, the person became much more sociable, calm, less aggressive, and so forth, which is good news. I mean, we all have our character, and with our free will, we can decide to do stupid things and naughty things. But some people are more prone to take bad decisions or be very aggressive because their blood composition puts them in a state where they're always nervous, irritable, and they can't control that, and suddenly they go overboard. So it's a great help to know that also the psychic side of man can be helped by changing the blood composition, which is in relation with also changing the diet.
Now, diet is one way to approach this, obviously, cleaner food, cleaner water. But there are other treatments out there, and I just want to know what you think of them. There are some treatments where they irradiate the blood to kill bacteria and things, mycoplasma, that shouldn't be there. And they do this sometimes with people with autoimmune diseases, et cetera. What's your thought on that? Because that really it makes a major change in the blood.
Well, radiating the blood, radiating the body or the blood is always a bit sensitive thing because it's not only the blood, it's things besides it. And also the microbes, well, you can kill them. But if the terrain, the inner environment, internal environment of the body is receptive, they will be back in a few hours. I mean, they'll be back very quickly and in the blood again. I saw another way of dealing with the blood, beside the diet, is to stimulate the organs which are responsible to purify the blood. And those are what is called the excretory organs, that is the liver, the kidneys, the intestines, the skin, and the lungs. By stimulating these organs with herbal remedies, for example, if someone takes rosemary or dandelion 3 times a day and doses it correctly, his liver will be stimulated 3 times a day to work more than usual, and therefore to purify the blood therefore take the toxins out of the blood and reject them in the bile at a much higher rate than usual. So that means that the blood is purified, becomes cleaner and cleaner, and the blood composition is better for the link with the spirits. And that can be done with the kidneys, the skin, and so forth. And detoxifying is a good thing for the health of the physical body, but also to change the blood composition.
Does that put a stress on the body itself by actually forcing it to do that at a better job of clearing and cleaning?
Well, it's the body must react, and it spends, of course, a little energy on that. But it can tolerate that much better than having many toxins which stay in the body and attacks it.
Yeah, that makes good sense.
Yeah, but I know that in America with Shelton, he's a hygienist, that's why we call him here, he thinks we should only change our food intake, drink clear water, rest, and never use plants or hydrotherapy and so forth. But naturopathy thinks it's good to use plants, hydrotherapy, all those therapies which put a little stress on the body, but in the end helps the body to get rid of the problem and be healthy again. Now, I wouldn't say it. Of course, you don't have to, one shouldn't exaggerate in the way we do it, but if someone consults a naturopath in the United States, he will explain him exactly how to proceed.
What about nutritional IVs? Because that's something that's used for people, again, that have chronic illness or cancer, things like that, where they're basically introducing vitamin C, glutathione, alpha lipoic acid, some of those others to try to help the body to, again, everybody to feel better, to have to better defenses against these toxins. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, that's very good because the blood has a certain amount of all the different vitamins, minerals, and trace elements, and normally. But if someone has an unhealthy diet, a lot of processed foods, or overstressed, or takes drugs, or too much medicine, it lowers the level of all those vitamins, and the body cannot function well enough, fight well enough against the illnesses. We could also say it, the immune system is not healthy, performant, and therefore effective, and because of a lack of nutrients. So taking those products which have a lot of nutrients in a very easy way to assimilate, to use by the body, is really a very good point, thing to do.
That's
good to know. And many people realized when they take those vitamins, supplements, that they feel much better.
Right.
I have to mention one case which was very spectacular. One woman came here and to a consultation, and she said, "I'm always a bit depressed. I'm never happy. So I lack energy." And I recommend her to take some flower pollen. We use it quite a lot here because it's full of vitamins. And she said, after 2 days, I was full of joy of life again. I have not experienced that for years. And that was just by adding the vitamins which were lacking in that person.
That's incredible. What a beautiful turnaround. Isn't that great? I mean, gosh, it's so many people are, I think, now in a depressive state, and it could very well be a lack, like you mentioned, of these particular minerals.
Yeah.
And it's a simple
thing. Well, in the case of that woman, pollen was a very good supplement, natural supplement. But with someone else, it might be something else. But the naturopath can help the person to find out.
Yes, really exactly. Needs. Yeah, but they have to be a good detective like you. Can't just be any naturopath, Chris, because you have to be a good detective to really, as we just discussed, find the source of the problem. So let's talk a little bit about the paranormal. That's really why we're here on the air. But we like to talk about health, too. And it's this is something, the way the blood radiates and the blood composition has everything to do with the paranormal and that level of communication. Can you talk to us about that?
Yes. Up to now, I've said that the blood is the link between the spirit and the body. But I've got to go one step further. It's not directly the blood, it's the radiation emanating from the blood. The radiation, it's something which is emitted by the blood, and it spreads out in waves in the space like rays. I mean, it's nowadays we can imagine what radiations are. So the blood radiates, but the spirit also radiates, and the radiation come together, link, and that is the link between the spirit and the body. It's a bridge of radiation. Just to give a very well-known example of that kind of phenomena, it's when you've got two magnets, they stay together, they're in fact glued together because of a bridge of radiation. The bridge is not visible, but it keeps the two magnets close one to the other. And it's the same thing between the spirit and the body. Now, when each one of us has a different kind of blood composition, which correspond to our own spirits, and that's how the spirit is linked to our body. But sometimes, when this radiations emanating from the blood is too weak, and our body is not correctly linked to the body because of that, and that will enable a soul in the beyond. So someone who dies, the soul moves out of the body, goes in the beyond. This soul can, in some circumstances, link itself to the blood radiation of the person and start using part of the body. So that's what is called possession. The soul in the beyond takes in hand the brain of the body and starts to talk or do things with the body. And this gives this quite an peculiar situation where there is a body, and sometimes the person is talking in a normal way, like it always has done, and suddenly it starts talking very rudely in a totally different way. And it's very puzzling because one thinks, but how is it possible? It's only one brain, it should always... But that's the materialist approach of science. We are only a brain directing a body, and it's unexplainable, such a phenomena. But if we have the spiritual approach, then we know it's a spirit which is linked to the body, but with the knowledge of the blood composition, a soul in the beyond can link itself to the blood's radiation and start using the body. And it possesses the body and uses it, and that's why we say it's a case of possession. So there are different ways to try and cure such people. By the way, in medicine, it's the schizophrenia illness is that kind of situation. The person is not totally itself. It has different two personalities, and the person doesn't feel he's really in his body, and so forth. Well, I give all the details in my book. But to come to the cure of such a situation, one way of curing these people is to change the blood radiation in order that it becomes much stronger and correspond much better to the spirit, the legal spirit, the legal owner of the body.
So how do you do that? I mean, if you find somebody in this terrible predicament where they've been invaded by another spirit from the other side, how would you change it? Would you make it more alkaline? Would you make it more acid? What would you do to help that person?
Well, one way of doing it is to... there's a doctor in the United States, he's dead, I think now, Pfister. Well, he would take a blood sample and then analyze it to see what were the minerals and vitamin missing and or lacking, and all the to detect also all the heavy metals. And then he would give treatments to correct all that, so give the lacking minerals and vitamins, and give some products, which can be vitamins, in fact, to lower the level of lead, of aluminium and mercury and so forth. It can be, this is one way, by a blood analysis. But in my case, for example, as a naturopath in Switzerland, we cannot do those kind of analyses. It's only for doctors. So what I would do is to analyze the way the person eats and lives, and by that I will be able to deduce what he should eat less or what he should eat more or and what kind of vitamin supplements he can take. In my book, there's a practical a chapter which is deals with this this question here. It helps the people analyze the way they eat. It gives all the information how to first write down what you eat typically in one day, and then how to analyze the about 10 different questions to answer in relation with the food intake of the person, and then hints to how to correct all that to give to get a good blood composition again.
It's such a simple thing, but you really need to know something about what you're doing, and that's where you come in. And I think you'd be an excellent consultant for people who need more balance in their blood. Now, let me ask you this, because as I read your book, and I hear you speak about all these things so well tonight, is the blood magnetic? Because that's what it starts to sound like.
Yeah, well, the blood radiation is magnetic, because it can attract things, and it can attract the radiations emanating from the spirit, and that's how the link between the two is built.
Okay. Because the other thing I've noticed with people who become chronically ill, and they're very talented, psychics, mediums, and all of a sudden they get sick, and it's like they can't tap in to that anymore while they're ill.
Yeah.
So it's like losing that magnetism, you know, during the illness, and everything drops down to a lower level. And it just seemed like there was a lot of magnetism in healthy blood.
Yes. And, well, for people like clairvoyance, for example, many people think that the clairvoyant sees things which are invisible to the others with his physical eyes. But in fact, it's not the case. It's with the ethereal eyes of his ethereal body. Well, to make it simple, the spirit puts on different cloaks of ethereal matter when it goes through the plane of ethereal, the beyond, and then incarnate in a physical body. So we human beings here on Earth, we are spirits surrounded by different cloaks of ethereal matter and then the physical body. And all those cloaks are, in fact, bodies which we have used when we were in the different planes of the beyond. And these cloaks have eyes. And a clairvoyant has a special... a clairvoyant is someone whose eyes of an ethereal body is linked to his physical body. I mean by that usually what we... The eyes which are in action, in activity, are our physical eyes because we are on the physical level. But for clairvoyants, sometimes ethereal eyes can be in function, and that enables them to see things which are in the beyond. And this possibility for the ethereal eyes to be in activity depends on the blood radiation. So that's why a clairvoyant... is a clairvoyant and usually stays it, but sometimes he can lose this possibility of seeing because the blood radiation has changed, because he's been intoxicated or he's very ill or he's become very weak because he overdid it and so forth. So the blood radiation changed and the possibility which depends from it change also. So, for example, the clairvoyance. But I can imagine a medium is in the same position. The blood can change, and then he's not so performant as he was before. And then it starts again because the blood composition has changed.
Yes, yes. So interesting. Again, I've heard this from so many people who have great talent in the psychic realms, and then they get ill, and everything, just the bottom falls out. and they can't see anything anymore. They're not able to talk to people past it. They just lose it. And I was wondering, is it because the energy needs to be directed to the physical body to heal, or it sounds like it's more like this. The blood magnetism drops out, and so they don't have a great blood composition, and it's not connecting the way it was.
Yeah. And to cure them, it would be to bring them the nutrients which are lacking and so forth. Yeah.
Yes, yes. It's just mind-boggling to me, this whole thing about the blood. Now, what about... Is there an involvement in terms of the blood and the spirit? Now, what about the chakras and the kundalini energy? Because I've heard about people, for example, and I spoke about this last week when we had another guest on the show, and I referenced a past guest, Chantal Monte, who was kind enough to come on the show, and she told us about her first kundalini experience, and it took her totally by surprise. She wasn't... training for it or planning for it, and all of a sudden it happened. And she said she felt like her blood was on fire, and it was horrible. She said it went on for a couple of days, but that was the result of this kundalini experience. Have you heard about this, and do you understand the relationship there?
Well, the chakras and the kundalini energy coming up in the spine and so forth is... I would say it's not necessarily directly in relation with the blood. It's the energy circulating in the meridians, acupuncture meridians, and there are certain centers, the chakras, and that's on the energetic level. It's parallel to, it's something in addition to the magnetism of the blood. But of course, if the chakras become weak or put, distorted in their way of working because of a reason or another, that will have influence on the blood, and vice versa probably, because everything is linked together. But that's not my... the chakras and all that, it's not so much my stuff.
Right, right. But can you talk about dreaming and the blood with dreams? Can you talk to us more about that?
Well, when we are active all the day, the body gets tired because we produce toxins by our activity. And then by the end of the day, the blood composition is a bit different, and we are in need of... The blood radiation is not so strong, and that enables us to go to sleep. The spirit moves out of the body just a little bit, doesn't go very far away, but the link is released, and therefore the spirit is not so tightly incarnated in the body, and we are asleep. And when there are two kinds of dreams, one kind are the dreams when which are very confused, and many things in them are in relation with what we have done during the day. But I must stress, and sometimes people speak in it, there are words and so forth, and it's quite confused and not logical. And that's the brain digesting all the information of the day, just like apparently a computer does it also, digest all this. But that's not my field, so I can't tell you more about it. But there's another kind of dream. 5 or 6 times a night, we have a phase in which is called the... rapid eye movement phase, because suddenly we are deeply in sleep and we dream, and these dreams during those periods, which are not too long, it's just a few minutes, these dreams are very clear, very intense, with no words. People communicate without words, and in those five phases of REM dreams, in fact, it is the spirit which has really disconnected a lot from the body and experiences something in the field where it is now. It's a totally different kind of dream. And interestingly enough, it's if someone is woken up every time he starts a REM dream in several nights running, then he'll feel worse and worse and depressed and so forth, because the spirit will not have had the opportunity to regenerate it outside of the body as it does 5 or 6 times every night.
So, again, having the proper blood composition is going to actually make a difference in your dreaming quality.
Yes, yeah.
That makes
sense. Well, we have all experienced that if we have a big meal, not too healthy, well, we don't have good dreams afterwards.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. People talk about it. In fact, some people have nightmares when they eat a heavy meal that's
hard to
digest. And then I guess what happens is you're throwing out a lot of toxins. Now, that brings up another point. I could have to ask you about leaky gut, because here there's a lot being written lately about leaky gut and how, you know, the food particles may be passing through the gut and ending up in the bloodstream.
Yes.
That's not a good
thing. The guts have walls which are very thin, made of cells, and if they are healthy, they will only let go through them into the blood things which are useful for the body, so vitamins, amino acids, and so forth. But they must be healthy. They're like a net which is strong and only lets things, very specific things, through. But the problem is that to be healthy, they must have enough vitamin, minerals, or nutrients in general, but especially omegas. In the past, we said vitamin F. Now it's omega-3s and 6. There must be enough omega-3 and 6 in order for the walls of the guts to be healthy and resistant and selective. But nowadays, many people are lacking in omega-3s and 6 and all the range of omegas, and the walls of their guts is deficient. It's weak, and the net has broken, and the holes between the net are become bigger and let big substances such as heavy metals and poisons and toxins come into the blood. And that's why it's well known already for a long time that illnesses start in the gut, because that's what we eat gets to, and then it traverses the wall of the gut and goes into the blood, and then the blood, as it circulates all around the body, it takes all those poison all around the body. And that's why detoxification is so much stressed on in natural medicine, to get rid of all the toxins. But that passes by having a good gut, walls of guts, and it's quite simple for the guts to be healthy. The person has to eat enough oils, cold pressed oils, of which are rich in omega 3s and 6.
So, omega 3s and 6 is for leaky gut. You know, I agree completely. I think that the oils are greatly overlooked by a lot of people. I know there's a number of products that have been created to help leaky gut, but it does appear to me, as someone who does a lot of medical research, that it's these oils that make all the difference in the world. And I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
My little dog.
In fact, what I should add, what I should add is that oils, when you have olives, you press your olives and you get oil. That's cold press oil. But if you want to get more oil, you heat the olives or the sunflower seed and so forth. You heat it a lot, so the oil is very liquid. It's not so hard, it's more liquid, and you can get more oil and more money because you can sell more. But by heating it, you destroy the omega-3s.
Yeah.
So there are two kinds of oils, the ones which are being used a lot, have been used for a long time, which are heated before they are pressed, while they are pressed, and they are not good because they don't have the omega-3s. And those which are cold pressed, and it's important to take cold pressed oils to eat. I mean, for salad dressing and so forth.
Very good point. Yes, it is very critical.
Pay attention to that element, because I don't think many people read that part of the label.
No, I think an oil is an oil, right? They just grab it off the grocery shelf. So this is very important information. Cold-pressed oil only if you want to get those omega-3s and 6s. It's so important. And I can tell you that I had a problem with my little dog. It was a Shih Tzu, and nobody could figure out what it was. I brought him to 3 vets and 1 specialist, and lots of money was spent and no insight at the end of the day. And one day I was in a pet food store, a very small store that I go to frequently, and I saw this new product, and it was a special oil for dogs. Something drew me to it. I grabbed it, started giving it to him, and the problems went away. So, again, here's a perfect example of diet having a powerful effect, and, again, those oils are just magical. I mean, again, as you mentioned, they have to be cold-pressed, hopefully organic, too, I would think makes a difference, right?
Yeah, well, it's better, yeah.
And
but if they're cold-pressed, it's already enough.
It is. Now, how long does it take to heal something like leaky gut? I mean, that's somebody who has that problem long-standing. Are we talking years, months? I mean, how long before people can expect to see a difference using these oils for leaky gut?
Well, in my experience, or what I could also study around and read in different books, is that if someone has a problem because there's a lack of nutrients, it can go sometimes quite quickly after a week or two, but usually it's 2 months. It's just a general figure. It takes 2 months of taking a supplement to really give the body all it needs in order for it to come back into balance again and show it by the fact that we feel better or the problem moves away. But it can be longer, it can be shorter, one doesn't have to wait 10 years before something happens. I mean, it's a question of weeks, months, and then the person will feel better.
Well, that's good.
But the problem of leaky guts, there's the problem of the solidity of the walls or the mucous membranes. But there's also the diet express. If someone goes on drinking industrial lemonades, coffee, wine, and eating too much meat and so forth, the gut will be irritated, aggressed by all that, and it will be without end. Of course, they've got to change diet, eat in a different way.
That makes sense. Now, what types of oils? I know we're talking about cold-pressed and also organic oils, but what kind? What are we talking about here? Are we talking about safflower and olive, and what are we talking about?
To have omega-3s, the sunflower is one kind, nuts also, soya, camelina, and also one, I've forgot the name, it's a yellow flower, a colza.
Safflower?
Sorry?
There's safflower as well as sunflower.
Safflower
is supposed to be very high in, I believe, linoleic acid, maybe safflower.
We don't use it here, I think, so I'm not too aware of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, coconut oil is something that's getting a lot of press lately. I think that's pretty low, though, on the linoleic scale.
Yeah, I think it's low, yeah. And olive oil also is low in omega-3s. It's good, a good oil for other things, but for omega-3s, it's not the best, no.
It's not, yeah. So that's important information, everybody. If you're looking to heal leaky gut, stay with the sunflower, safflower oils, things like that.
Or camelina. Yeah.
Camomile.
In my book on...
Is that a chamomile oil? Is that what you're talking about? Chamomile oil? I've never heard of
camelina.
Okay.
Yeah. Not chamomile, which is a plant.
Yeah, not
chamomile. I wrote a book, as you mentioned, on natural anti-inflammatory remedies, and there's a whole chapter on all those oils and the importance of omega-3s, and people who are interested can find all the information there.
Okay, so again...
So remedies for inflammation.
Yeah, natural remedies for inflammation is one of your books that I'm definitely going to get my hands on. because it's so important. I think everybody I know has high levels of inflammation today. Very few people don't. So
yeah,
again,
this
is another book, everybody, to pick up, Natural Remedies for Inflammation, also by Chris. Again, you're just a wealth of knowledge, Chris. It's a pleasure to talk to you about all of these things. And I find it so fascinating that in cases of possession, what we're really talking about is a blood composition that is not in a good way, and you can actually change it by diet. So forget exorcisms. Change the person's diet, and you get that horrible entity to leave and stop tormenting them. That's phenomenal.
Yeah. There's another aspect to it. We human beings are spirits incarnated in a physical body with blood. The blood composition is important, but the attitude of our spirit, we as a spirit, the true ego of man is spirit, our attitude is important. If someone is too easygoing, opened, not vigilant enough, or has an attitude or too open to extrasensory phenomena of a lower kind, low vibration, he opens himself to problems like possession. It's also the inner attitude which is important. So a change of diet will help the person, but they also have to change their frame of mind or their attitudes to live a more healthy, in a more healthy way on the psychic level.
Right, so that they're attracting better energy. And
energy,
again,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
This just makes so much sense. It really does. I mean, people who are overindulging in food, throwing toxins out into their body on a daily basis, eating too much food, so not only poor quality, but too much quantity, they're setting themselves up for a poor composition of their blood, and then from there, anything can go bad. And from
yeah,
the spiritual
yeah.
plane to the physical plane, it can create this disaster waiting to happen. So
yeah.
It's amazing. What you put together
yeah.
here in this book is just, again, it's a wealth of information. Patricia, isn't this great? I just love it.
I'm so fascinated by the different articles that he's mentioned. And actually, if you get your books, Chris, you've got a full library of how to take care of yourself.
Yeah, yes, you do.
That's
yeah.
right. And then for people who need individual help, you know, if you have a chronic illness or you have a mystery illness, then Chris is the person to contact, and you can contact him through his website, which is Christopher Vasey, VASEY.CH. Remember, he's in Switzerland. But again, Chris, I know you'll get back to people and
yes.
do a
yeah.
consultation
mm-hmm.
with them. You use Skype, or how do you do this?
By phone.
By phone, okay.
Just phone, yeah.
That's easy?
Yeah.
Very, very yep. easy.
That I can handle.
Yeah, we can handle that. But again, it's yeah. so important, I think. You know, what about, here's another question for you. The dark field microscope analysis of blood, are you familiar with that? Do you use that?
No, I'm not too familiar with it. But I know they can see a lot of things in the blood, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that used only one time, and it was very fascinating, but it didn't seem to catch on much here
no,
in the United
no.
States. Yeah.
No. May I add something? You said several times it's logical, it makes sense. In my explanation, I try to keep very close to natural laws. It's something I learned in the book, The Grail Message, this book, spiritual book, which talked about the secret of the blood. And in this book, it's told that everything in creation is directed by the natural laws. Well, except the free will of man. We can decide exactly freely what we want and go against these laws for a short time. But everything is governed by these big laws of creation, such as what you sow, you will reap, the attraction of homogeneous species, the balance between giving and taking. All these laws are active in all the different fields of what exists. In chemistry, physics, the psyche of man, and so forth. And in the Grail Message, those laws are explained and examples are given, and that enables us to always to understand what is happening in relation with these laws. And what I try to do in my book, and what is tried also do in my natural medicine work, is always to refer to these laws and to follow these laws, so that it is logical, it makes sense, because everybody feels, yeah, that's the way things happened. It cannot happen in another way. We've got to stay in the logical way of nature and follow it to be healthy. And this knowledge of the laws of nature is very important.
It really is. And the other thing I love so much about the way you present this material is that the paranormal and the spiritual, it's all a part of the whole. You don't separate it out. It's all a part of it. And when you talk about it this way, when you write about it in your book, to me it makes perfect sense. It just
Good.
All adds up.
Definitely. It's not like we're piecemeal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So you're looking at your patients, and the people here in the audience, I'm sure, understand this as whole people on every plane. And your deep understanding of this is just remarkable. I think your patients are lucky to be working with you. This is, I bet they all get well.
Yeah.
If they follow,
and I
if
think
they
the
follow
difficulty.
The rules.
That's right.
The difficulty nowadays is that science, which is very powerful, says that only matter exists, that a human being is only a physical body directed by a brain. And many people follow this without thinking much. And then they kind of understand what's happening in them, what's happening in their life, because they're lacking one part of the picture. And the lacking part is that there are things which are not material, which are not visible, but still exist. And one of these things is the human spirit, which is invisible, which is our true ego, and which incarnates in the body. And when people know about that, then things become much clearer.
Yes, absolutely. And again, you've got a wealth of books. They're all available on your website, The Acid Alkaline Diet, Health and the Laws of Nature, and The Secret of Birth. That sounds fascinating. And, of course, the one we've been discussing with you tonight, The Spiritual Mysteries of Blood. And, again, you're available for consultations. I got a question for you from the chat room. Somebody wants to know what your fee is, how much you charge for a consultation by phone.
It's 100 Swiss francs, which correspond, I think, to $100 for an hour.
No, that's very reasonable.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Very reasonable.
To be available for everybody.
Yes, you made it very available for everybody. Wow, well, this has been terrific, Christopher. You know, thank you so much for staying up so late in Switzerland. And talking to us this evening, and our entire audience is grateful. I'm getting a lot of thank yous from the chat room for you and for all the wonderful knowledge that you have shared with us tonight. I'm hoping it will help everybody to live a much healthier lifestyle. And again, the name of Chris's most recent book is The Spiritual Mysteries of Blood. It's Power to Transform Body, Mind, and Spirit. This is great. It's not only great information, it's another health manual written by Chris that you all should have in your library.
Definitely.
Fabulous, fabulous book. Thank you so much, Chris. I hope you can get some sleep the rest of the night that's left for you. And when you do your next book, I hope you will come back. We would love to have you back on the show.
Yes. Well, thank you for having invited me. It was a pleasure.
Well, the pleasure was ours. Believe me, you've taught us a lot tonight. And thank you again.
Thank you.
So
thank you very,
very
much.
Thank you. All right. Well, everybody.
Happy writing, Chris.
Yeah, really.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you. We've come to an end of another exciting show on Supernatural Girls Radio. And again, next week will be our last show on Blog Talk, and that will be angel readings. So our next guest is going to be doing angel readings live on the air. You're going to want to call up. You're going to want to get your own angel reading. This is your chance. And this is also, again, in honor of Helene Olson, who I have to say, if it wasn't for Helene, we wouldn't be with you on the radio every week. This was Helene's brainchild. She started everything in motion, and then gradually we all came in to join Supernatural Girls, thanks to Helene Olson. So if you would like an angel reading, we will have a special medium on next week who is an expert in angels and the angelic realm. She will be doing live readings for people and talking about how to connect with the angelic realm on your own. It's a show you just do not want to miss. I hope everybody will join us. And Patricia, you're going to get cooler temperatures so you can cool down and have some sweet dreams.
Oh, I intend that. I have the air conditioning going in every room.
Oh, God, you'd have to. Wow. Well, this has been so much fun. I've learned a tremendous amount tonight.
Oh, I have, too. I'm just amazed at the wonderful information he shared with us tonight.
It's just great. We're so blessed to have these wonderful guests with us every single week. All right. Well, look, everybody, good night. Be safe. And we will see you on the Blue Highway. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for another radio adventure with Supernatural Girls.
Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.